Microsoft's Q4 results deserve genuine attention because the numbers are specific enough to anchor the conversation. Azure grew 43% year-over-year. The cloud backlog, firm commitments from enterprise customers, reached $678 billion. Wall Street analysts have been upgrading price targets across the board since those results dropped. The stock surge is not enthusiasm for a potential. It's a market-reading actual contracted revenue at scale.
The semi-analysis note suggesting Microsoft could be SpaceX's top bullet. AI compute customer is the piece that connects the enterprise cloud story to the Elon Musk industrial complex in Texas. SpaceX and Tesla's announced $16.8 billion investment in what they're calling TerraFab, a chip manufacturing facility in Grimes County, Texas, reportedly spanning 100 million square feet, which would make it the world's largest building by footprint, is essentially a bet that vertical integration of AI semiconductor production is the winning long-term strategy. If Microsoft becomes a major customer for compute produced at TerraFab, that creates an interesting dependency relationship between the two largest infrastructure players in American tech.
SpaceX's reported near deal to acquire Israeli AI startup Descartes for $6 to $7 billion fits the same pattern. Descartes works on simulation and synthetic data generation, capabilities that are directly relevant to training AI systems and to autonomous systems more broadly. Musk is building a vertically integrated stack from chip fabrication to foundation models to physical deployment infrastructure. Whether that's genius or overextension is the question Michael Burry seems to be betting against, at least in parts of it.
Burry's positioning is worth examining carefully. He's shorting Nebius, the AI infrastructure spin-out from Yandex, and refreshing puts on Palantir. Palantir has been trading at valuation multiples that price in essentially perfect execution on every government and enterprise AI contract for the next several years. Burry's put position is a bet that those expectations will be revised downward. The Nebius short is a more specific bet on European AI infrastructure being overvalued relative to what it can actually deliver. Burry got famous for being right about housing in 2008, but he's also been wrong on timing repeatedly in the years since. His 2022 ARK Invest short, for example, was directionally correct, but took longer to play out than his position could sustain.
The UBS analysis suggesting nearly half of Google Cloud's projected 2027 revenue may depend on just two twos. AI startups, both currently unprofitable, is the skeptical counterpoint to all the Azure optimism. Concentration risk of that magnitude in a revenue projection is genuinely significant. If either of those customers fails to reach profitability and pulls back on infrastructure spending, the impact on Google Cloud's numbers would be immediate and visible.
Palmer Luckey's Erebor Bank nearing a $1.5 billion raise at an $8 billion valuation is a story that sits at the intersection of Silicon Valley Bank's collapse, defense tech financing, and the emergence of a new financial institution built specifically for the tech and defense sectors. Erebor has almost doubled in value since December, which suggests investors believe there's a durable gap in the market for a bank that understands dual-use technology companies. Whether that valuation is supported by actual financial performance or by the Luckey name and the SVB nostalgia is worth watching.
Sergey Brin, topping $100 million spent fighting California's proposed wealth tax, is the corporate governance story that intersects with the broader question of where tech wealth and state fiscal policy are heading. California's wealth tax proposal has been circulating in various forms, and the organized opposition from high net worth tech founders has been substantial. Whether $100 million in lobbying and political organizing is buying policy outcomes or simply slowing the inevitable is a question the 2026 state legislature will start answering.
The Hanwha bid for Austal USA, a Korean defense conglomerate making a $1 billion plus offer for an American Navy shipbuilder, will face CFIUS review almost certainly. The strategic logic is clear. South Korea has one of the most capable shipbuilding industries in the world, and Austal has U.S. Navy contracts that Hanwha wants access to. Whether national security reviewers see a South Korean ally acquiring American naval shipbuilding capacity as a feature or a risk is the question, and it's genuinely not obvious how that review lands.